what could you possibly do with 97 billion pieces of data from a single month?
And that's really what data mining is all about. It's when you have way more information than human analysts can handle. How do you extract knowledge from that? Because what you want to do is turn data into information and then present that information in a comprehensible fashion to human analysts.
Then how can they use this?
I've seen maps where they did an analysis of connections of connections, where they took two known terrorists that attended a meeting in Malaysia, and they found that they were connected to people who were associated with the USS Cole bombing. And then if you went connections of connections, so 2 degrees out, you had all 19 9/11 hijackers with Mohammed Atta as the central node. And yet, we still didn't catch this plot. And I think part of it is because if you're looking for shapes like that, this sort of hub and spoke shape, you're going to find that all over the place. Look at the mailman. The mailman's connected to everybody. And there are lots of people like that throughout any individual's life. And so if you're looking for specific shapes, they can show up all over the place. And so you're going to get tremendous amounts of false positives.
So are there computer programs or modeling that can get past that and get down to the more relevant players?
I think we're getting better at throwing out the noise. There's a lot of research going on in sort of smart sampling and sampling with low amounts of data to try to figure out what is truly relevant. But ultimately, it's a matter of how much data you have. If you just don't have enough data to be statistically significant, then there's not a whole lot you can do to draw out these associations without implicating huge volumes of other people.
Okay. And so you sound a little skeptical that this is going to be a worthwhile endeavor, at least at this level.
Right. I do think I'm a bit skeptical that this will be used to stop any large number of terror plots. I think it might catch a few here or there. But again, I think just given the volumes of data and the huge number of false positives that could show up, that it's just investigating all the false positives, all the things that look like some sort of security threat but actually aren't. I mean, that could show up in any anti-terrorism task force entire time.
But then another potentially useful thing is not maybe preventing a terrorist attack, but after the fact, going and finding other players or something like that. Do you think that might be one thing they might try to do?
Oh, certainly. After the fact, if you've got this data, then you can go ahead and start tracking down other people who might be involved. And certainly I think that's been done effectively. But prevention, I think, is very difficult.
So where does this go from here? Do people have to be worried that their particular information is being collected and they could be targeted?
Honestly, it's unclear. I mean, I think we have an awful lot of trust in our government, with good reason. I mean, we are a functioning democracy, but you do have to worry anytime you start collecting this enormous amount of data, because you can build startlingly predictive models of people's behavior. I mean, if you look at a company like Amazon and how well they learn what you like after you buy only a few things, I mean, it's remarkable. Or look at Netflix and their ability to recommend the movies you want to watch. With the amount of data the government's collecting, they could know an awful lot about you, like probably who you vote for.
So, I mean, it's already happening. It's happening with just corporations doing that to try to see if they can effectively advertise you. So is this really any different, or why is this more scary, at least to some people?
Yeah, well, I think it's scary because, if you look at countries where the surveillance state has sort of gone awry or is sort of deliberately used to stop people, I mean, you can use these sorts of technologies to aggressively curtail legitimate political action. And I'm not saying that this is going to happen in the U.S., but it certainly enables the possibility of it someday happening, which is a bit frightening. But actually, one of my broader concerns here is even if the U.S. government never abuses all the information it's collecting, let's suppose that never happens, I worry deeply about the security of the system doing all the collection. I think it's highly plausible that foreign governments could easily break into the system we built and use that to spy on us. I mean, basically, they could know what we know better than we know it because they don't have to get a court order.
Being that you work on computer science and you know a lot of people in the field, what are you hearing from people that you work with?
I think a lot of the people I know right now are like, well, I'm glad I keep all my data encrypted. I'm glad I encrypt my email, my communications, because I think that's really the only way to avoid being collected at this point, right. Is to make sure everything's encrypted.
For KCPW and Explore Utah Science, I'm Kim Shusky.